Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Spartan Mindset. Every day, we're diving deep into those things that make life worth living. Strength, resilience, courage, you know, the whole shebang. Today's episode is all about something I struggle with sometimes too, learning to say no without feeling guilty and saying yes to myself more often. Ever feel like you're constantly juggling a million things, trying to please everyone around you, and ending up completely burnt out? Yeah, me too. That's where the power of no comes in. It's not about being selfish or rude, it's about setting boundaries, protecting your energy, and making space for what truly matters, which often means saying yes to yourself. Now, I know what you're thinking. Saying no sounds easier than it is, right? Especially when you're dealing with friends, family, or even work obligations. But trust me, learning to say no can be liberating. It gives you back control of your time and energy, allowing you to focus on what truly lights you up. Think of it like this. Imagine your life as a canvas. Every yes is a brushstroke, adding color and texture. But every no allows you to make deliberate choices about where that paint goes. You get to choose the masterpiece. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember when you're struggling with those pesky yes or no decisions. 1. Recognize your worth. You deserve respect, just like everyone else. Saying yes to things that drain you or don't align with your values is disrespecting yourself. Remember, saying no isn't a rejection of someone, it's a statement about prioritizing your own well-being and goals. 2. Embrace the discomfort. There will be times when saying no feels awkward or even scary, but that's okay. Stepping outside your comfort zone is where growth happens. Remember, you don't have to justify your no. A simple, thank you for thinking of me, but I won't be able to make it is often enough. 3. Think long term. And think long term. That last minute invitation might seem fun in the moment, but will it leave you feeling energized and fulfilled, or drained and resentful? Choose activities that align with your values and contribute to your overall well-being. Remember, you're not just saying no to something, you're saying yes to a more fulfilling life. 4. Practice makes perfect. Saying no becomes easier the more you do it. Start small, decline a non-essential meeting, politely say no to a request that doesn't resonate with you. Each no builds your confidence and reinforces your boundaries. 5. Say yes to yourself first. This is probably the most important takeaway of all. When you prioritize your own needs and desires, everything else falls into place. Make time for activities that bring you joy, nourish your soul, and fuel your passions. Whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or simply enjoying a cup of coffee in silence, remember to carve out space for yourself. Let me tell you about a situation I faced last week. My friend, let's call him Mark, asked me to join him on this crazy adventure, a weekend camping trip with zero cell service in the middle of nowhere. Now, I love adventures as much as the next guy, but I was already swamped with work deadlines and had committed to spending time with my family. My initial instinct was to say yes, because Mark is a great friend, and I didn't want to let him down. But then I took a step back. I realized that saying yes would mean sacrificing valuable time with loved ones and pushing myself beyond my capacity. So, instead of giving in to pressure, I politely declined, explaining my situation honestly. To my surprise, Mark was totally understanding. He said he appreciated my honesty and knew I had other commitments. It felt good to prioritize what truly mattered. That's the thing about saying no. It doesn't always mean missing out. Sometimes it means creating space for something even more meaningful. Remember, you are the architect of your own life. Make choices that align with your values, goals, and well-being. So, what are you going to say yes to today? Is it a new hobby, a project you've been putting off, or simply spending some quality time with yourself? The power is in your hands. Remember, every day is an opportunity to embrace the no and reclaim your power. Go out there, set those boundaries, and say yes to the life you truly deserve. Until next time, stay savage, live free, and dominate every day. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.